Hi there, nice to be with you. Happy you could stick around.
Put on the record, let's go. that was Thin Lizzy from the Bad Reputation album, 1977, and Killer Without a Cause. Before that, AC/DC from the classic Power Age album, 1978, and Rock and Roll Damnation. And to this very day, seeing those two bands together on the same bill in 1978 at the Palace Theater in Cleveland still ranks as one of the greatest concerts I've ever seen. Just both bands at the top of their game. Very lucky to have witnessed such a killer evening of rock and roll. Began this evening with The Damned from Machine Gun Etiquette and Love Song. Good evening, one and all. You are tuned into Revolt into Style here on the Summit FM. My name is Dave Swanson, your host for this program each and every Tuesday evening from 7 to 8 p.m., bringing you all sorts of rock and roll oriented music from days gone by to days just new. Actually, a lot of new stuff on tonight's program. This is a group called the Desdemonas from their most recent album, Apocalyptic Boom Boom, that was released just around a year ago. And this is a song called Obsession.
Yeah.
Brand new music there from Jake Bugg. The album is called Modern Day Distraction. And that was a song called Zombieland. Good to hear music from Mr. Bugg again. Before that, new music from The Headcoats. The album is called The Sherlock Holmes Rhythm and Beat Vernacular. And the song we heard was And the Band Played Johnny Be Good. The unmistakable style and approach of Billy Childish there. The Sex Pistols before that with Satellite, a B-side from 1977, the B-side of Holidays in the Sun. Began that set with the Desdemonas and Obsession. You're tuned into Revolt into Style right here on the Summit FM. As we kick back into music, as I said, there's a lot of new stuff on the show tonight, which is always good. This next set, I'm going to start out and end with a couple of very sharp bands. Kicking things off on this set is a band called Sharp Pins, who I've played in the past. This is from a brand new album just released called Balloon, Balloon, Balloon. And it's a thing of beauty. This is called Papa Fangout.
Oh, the silver tongue creep. Revolt into Style.
In its way, an escape from the H-bomb, television, and other horrors of the workaday world.
With your host, Dave Swanson. This is Revolt into Style on the Summit.
Yeah.
That right there is a band called Sharp Class, not to be confused with Sharp Pins, who I played at the beginning of that set. That's from their album Welcome to the Matinee Show, released the tail end of last year. The song we heard was Ivory Tower, a British trio very much indebted to the sounds of The Jam, as well as a lot of the other late 70s mod revival bands, and they do it quite well. Very happy to have stumbled upon those guys. They have a new album coming out next year. Before that, the Dum Dum Girls, from their Only in Dreams album, did Bedroom Eyes. The Stiff Records legend Reckless Eric, from his new album, England Screaming, did a song called Lifeline. Started out with Sharp Pins. Heard two songs from their new album, Balloon, Balloon, Balloon. Heard Queen of Globes and Mirrors and Papa Fangout. And the guy behind that is a guy named Kai Slater, who is also in a band called Lifeguard. But they have a much different sound. This is all out jangly goodness on this Sharp Pins record. Made me very happy to hear Sharp Pins and Sharp Class doing their respective things. Got one last set of music for you this evening. Going to go back to 1976 and a single from the Pink Fairies. This is Between the Lines.
that on the day I saw my soul must be saved. Gonna take a walk down Union Square. You never know where you're gonna find there. You gotta run, 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 run. Take the dragon too. Run, 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 run. Jim's the death of you. Hey, what to do? Margarita Passion, I had to get her fixed. She wasn't well, she was getting sick. Went to sell her soul, she wasn't high. Didn't know, think she could buy it. She would run, 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 run. Take the dragon too. Run, 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 run. Tip to death in you. Tell you what to do.
Run, 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 run sun.
That was a band called the Sugar Cube Blues Band, with a recording from 1968 that did not see the light of day until sometime in the 1990s. Cool little record there called Run, Run, Run. Before that, we had another cool record called Run, Run, Run from the Velvet Underground from their first album. Had a band called the High Span on the Spin Out Nuggets label. And a song called Everything Is Right, which is actually a cover of a song by the Velvet Monkeys, who were around in the early mid-80s, and whose main guy, Don Fleming, would go on to create records under the name Gumball in the 1990s, who were signed to a major label in the whole post-alternative frenzy. So there's an obscure current band covering a very obscure older band in a world of obscuring obscurities. Began that set with Pink Fairies, Stiff Records 1976, and Between the Lines. And that will wrap up the program for this evening. Thank you all for tuning in, and thank you all again for your support during the fund drive. We tried to put the fun in fund. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.
Hey, Charles, will you come on down? And come on in with me. Morning says to idle on. Stay clear of the street. Oh, on the sing to anything. And do you wanna dance? Do you? Do you? Do you?
dictionary, and L-O-V-E you will see. But nothing in the dictionary will tell you what that word can be. Love is a four-letter word. A four-letter word. Love, as you've already heard. Love is a four-letter word. But if you believe it's simple, do you know as well? You can also spell it H-E-double-L. Love is a four-letter word.
From the soundtrack to the 1971 Michael Caine film, Get Carter. That was Roy Budd and Love is a Four-Letter Word. Before that, from 1974, Major Lance and his version of Gimme a Little Sign. Had Joe Swift's Internationals from 1966 and Bell Bottoms. Shorty Long with Function at the Junction. Began this evening with The Temptations, a number 18 hit from 1971, and a song called Superstar. Good evening to all. You are here at Positively Soul Street on the Summit FM. My name is Dave Swanson, your host for the program. Tuesday evenings from 8 to 9 p.m., playing all sorts of solid soul action for you. Right now, from their 2023 album, Bring Back the Weekend, these are the Insiders.
sphere, Pam Grier is here.
A black goddess come to Earth.
Pam Grier is Friday Foster, and she's running with a heavy crowd. Yaphet Kotto, Eartha Kitt, Godfrey Cambridge, Jim Backus, Almas Rasulala, Ted Lange, and Scatman Crothers in Friday Foster. When some big money dudes in the capital got too hungry for power, Friday made their plans turn sour.
Happy New Year, boss.
She's a super sister who's gonna hit DC like a beautiful stick of TNT.
Look out!
When this fox shakes her tail, half of Washington may end up in jail.
Lord have mercy!
Her name is Friday, but you can dig her any day of the week. Pam Grier is Friday Foster. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent.
Piero Umiliani from 1974 and White Sand. Before that, Wally and the Knights with Little Mama, back to 1972. I Could Be Shakedown from their 2019 album, Did Not Another Drop. And began with The Inciters and Bring Back the Weekend. You're listening to Positively Soul Street, right here on the Summit FM. We lost a giant in the world of reggae music this week with the passing of Jimmy Cliff. And first known to the world at large, possibly, with this one here from 1972. The theme from the film that he also starred in, The Harder They Come.
On this
much about her is because she picked up a man of mine.
And that was David Ruffin with a recording from 1969, 1970, somewhere around there. An album that was proposed and was remained in the vaults, unreleased until 2004. And that was a song called It's Gonna Take a Whole Lot of On. Betty Wright with her 1972 hit Clean Up Woman. Also in Martha and the Vandellas from 1966 with I'm Ready for Love. Began that set with the late, great Jimmy Cliff and The Harder They Come. One last block of music for you this evening on Positively Soul Street. Going to start it out from 1973. The title track from the film Across 110th Street. And this is Bobby Womack.
You can find it all.
Mervyn there from 1977, and the original version of Police and Thieves, best known to many via the Clash version. And before that, Bobby Womack and the classic Across 110th Street. And that will wrap up the program for this evening. Thank you all for tuning in. Hope you enjoyed it, and we'll meet you here next time. Thank you.
the red dress on. She can do the burlap all night long. Yeah, yeah. What I say? All right. Well, tell me what I say. Yeah. Tell me what I say right now. Tell me what I say. Tell me what I say right now. Tell me what I say. Tell me what I say. Yeah. And I wanna know. And I wanna know right now. And I wanna know. And I wanna know right now, yeah. And I wanna know. And I wanna know, yeah.
What?
What's that? What's that? One time? All right.